WrestleTalk.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio. Oh.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, this is Charlie Haas, one half of the world's greatest tag team.
I'm Al Silk.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake.
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
I could increase my work rate. I could add to the five moves of doom, or maybe let my heel persona shine through.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ew.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Flat.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
This is the masterpiece, Chris Masters.
Hi, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
I have tried to treat you all as adults, but obviously I am the only adult here.
Omega.
You'll do my bidding or taste my wrath.
Mace.
You can't get away from me, Vince. I'm coming for you. Pull that bus over, I'll drag you out of there and beat the piss out of you, you billionaire bastard!
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Who in the blue hell are you?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We just got done with WWE's Elimination Chamber match, and we are here to give you our thoughts of the event. This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the WTR Network, stepping into our own metaphorical steel cage for a little bit of fun tonight. And joining me in the cage is Lindsay.
Hello!
And that's it for people who will be having fun in the cage. But also on the call is Mace.
Yes, thank you very much, and I am here courtesy of my new Turtle Beach Air Force Z6A headphones, brought thanks to Turtle Beach. Yeah, I got free new toys, I have to plug shit.
You sound nice.
We're not.
I should think so. This is a voice I've been using for almost 30 years now. It should sound nice.
Well practiced. And also with us, somewhat, we have the one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, somewhat. Unfortunately, during most of the pay-per-view, I was stuck on a highway driving at like 40 miles an hour or 60 kilometers per hour for those of you not in the United States, of which we have a bunch of listeners. It's always fun driving in a snowstorm. I recommend it highly. Not.
Yeah, but you can drive like you're drunk and the cops can't say anything. It's awesome.
I implore you to come to Canada and drive like you're drunk in a snowstorm. See how far you get.
I can do that here in Utah, dude.
Well, yeah, that's Utah. That's not Alberta.
I ended up going sideways down one of the main roads here at 4 o'clock in the morning. It was awesome.
There you go. Well, you know, Alberta is the redneck part of Canada, just in case you hadn't had that figured out. So, yeah, the cops don't really ask any questions first.
What, so, you think the Mormon one?
I know nothing about Mormon cops. I don't care about Mormon cops. I don't care about Mormons. And I probably just alienated a few people, but, you know, I don't feel special or picked on. I don't care about any religion. Just saying.
Yeah, well, we'll leave the picking on to, you know, certain characters in the WWE, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah, I have a funny feeling that there's a little bit to be picked on, and, yeah, okay. So I brought up redneck for a reason. Mace.
You're gonna be calling me a redneck, motherfucker. The only reason why my neck is red is because it's too bloody hot outside.
Well,
somebody
turn
the sun down, would you?
Let's face it, you're an Australian redneck. Omega has got to be a Floridian redneck. Lindsay
whoa.
She got offended because I picked on Mormons.
My neck is not in the least bit red.
He's really, really white.
I'm a geek.
And Rock is...
I don't see the sun.
Yes, but you're in Florida. I mean, as far as all that goes, I mean, you're what passes for redneck in Florida.
I own no cowboy hat. I hate country music.
I hate country music.
I don't drive a pickup truck.
I don't drive pickup trucks. You don't need to drive a pickup truck and listen to country music and wear a cowboy hat.
I've only had one dog die on me.
Seriously, it's true. I mean, you know, of course we got Rock, who's the Philadelphia redneck.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Philadelphia.
Right. Yeah. So everybody, thanks for actually coming back after a 1 week hiatus of Wrestle Talk Radio. Of course, nobody was around last week.
Well, technically, we had a show. It just happened on a Monday, and I did it myself.
Yes, you did. And of course, everybody else was just like not able to do it. Of course, I've been out of town all week. That's a lot of fun when you got to travel for very little reason at all whatsoever. I recommend it highly.
It's a Tim Stein stamp of approval.
There you go. Yeah. The only good thing about it was I got to drive my Toyota Celica 1991. You know, GTS, front-wheel drive, 5-speed standard that hasn't yet broken down since I bought it in October, kids.
It's coming.
See, November, December, January, February, March.
It's not
okay,
March.
Who had 5 months?
It's not March. You count
no,
March.
No, but who had 5 months?
In
the
know.
Pool.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I
somebody
was
had five,
at six.
You're sitting at six. I got that. So the car has to break down in April for you to win. I think it was Lindsay who had 5 months. I'm almost positive she said
no,
five.
No, I had six.
No, somebody said five. So, oh, well, I don't know. Anyway, whatever. Stuff happens. And speaking about stuff happening, it's too bad that we couldn't do the show last Sunday night because I wanted to talk about what happened with Canadian All-Pro Wrestling. We'll, if you guys want to touch on that a little bit later after we do a pay-per-view talk, I'll be more than happy to. Because, holy cow, big things are happening there with my little promotion that could. And I want to talk about it. I want to get questions asked and shut. So, but before we get into my thing, we should talk about WWE's thing. We're talking about the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view that went live tonight. Some of you may have seen it. Some of you may be tuned in just to find out what happened. And if it's worth your while, we're going to do our best to let you know, and try to give you enough information to make up your own mind on whether or not you should see it. Right, Mace?
Yes, totally.
Yeah, totally, completely, and fully. So, of course, the night kicked off with a free match. And these things used to be dark matches, but they discovered the miracle of YouTube live video. And so
they used to be Sunday Night Heat.
Yeah.
Or the free-for-all on, you know, pay-per-view.
Or Velocity, you know, whatever. You know, shit like that. Anyway, they're putting it on YouTube now. And, of course, things kick off with Team Road Scholars taking on Brodus Clay and Tensai. What would you call those two guys?
I believe I've got them down as Team Eyebleach.
Team Eyebleach.
I believe also the other description was Team Fatass.
Or, okay, so did anybody have them as Team Funkasaurus?
Well, how would you call them Team Funkasaurus? That makes no sense.
Well, it does, but it doesn't. But, you know, like, I can see WWE calling them Team Funkasaurus.
I'm calling them Team Funky Hippo.
Funky Hippo. You know what? I think we have a winner, guys.
I was going to call him Jurassic Pork.
Just fat guys who get a lot of money for doing very little work. How's that? Is that fair?
Sure, we'll go with that, Tim.
Okay. Well, seeing as I couldn't see any of this pay-per-view except for the last match and a half, why don't you guys tell me about it?
The best part of this was the opening promo, how they were playing up the reunion, which was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, it was your typical, let's beat up the Sandal and Rhodes. That's basically what it was. They put them up. They put over Brodus and Tensai, basically, in this one.
Squashing the jobbers, squashing the jobbers.
That's pretty much what happened in this one, wasn't it, Omega?
Oh, yeah. We reunite one tag team for one night only, just so they can put over the new tag team that isn't nearly as good. It's a flavor of the month thing. And we're tired of these teams wanting to go singles. Well, these guys have nothing better to do. Let's push them.
But, this, you know, it served its purpose, and, Of course, Brodus and Tensai went over, and then Tensai started doing the Gangnam style dance afterwards.
Gangnam style. All right. Yeah, there's another fad that needs to go by the wayside quicker than the Macarena.
No, the Harlem Shake needs to go away quicker than the Macarena.
I'm so glad I haven't seen that yet.
It vanished harder than...
No, you can't. Because you have to make me click something.
It vanished harder than steel horsing.
5 points to Lindsay.
Dude, no, she gets an unconverted touchdown for that one. Seriously.
Nicely done.
Yes, Brodus Clay Tensai going over in the YouTube match, and is Team Road Scholars back for good, or was this just a one-off?
By popular demand, it was a one-night reunion until they figure out, yeah, we need to put them back on the road together, or we need to do something, and they'll reunite again. They're selling T-shirts somewhere, at least at house shows, at the Road Scholars reunion tour.
The Road Scholars, is that like the Terry Funk retirement matches?
Pretty much, but Lindsay wants the reunion tour shirt.
I want that shirt.
That would be hilarious if this was a one-night reunion that they milked for the next 4 months.
It would be perfect.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, every time they come out, it's another one-night reunion.
And that just means that I'm the first one to make mention of Terry Funk. Everybody else will do it now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's true.
I know it's true. Everyone, you know. Anyway, moving on.
Always imitated. No, that's it. Always imitated.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, let's get on to the actual pay-per-view itself. How many people are surprised that the World Heavyweight Championship opened the pay-per-view tonight?
I think all of us.
Yeah.
It wasn't that big of a deal.
Well,
neither was the match that this event was based around, but we'll get to that later, won't we, Omega?
We'll get to that in just a little bit. Yeah, World Heavyweight Championship. Having this thing being the curtain jerker, does it, in your opinion, guys, in your eyes, collectively, does it lessen the title?
Not really, because it's the SmackDown title, and let's be honest here, that belt has opened more pay-per-views than its main evented.
This is that's a very good point, because it has, in recent months, it has been the opener match, or close to the beginning of the card. And it was at WrestleMania, so it's kind of a thing now.
Wow. That's the importance they put on the world title now. It used to be, we joked about, well, the Intercontinental title is always the curtain jerker. Intercontinental title's not even on the damn pay-per-view anymore.
2 points, Omega, if you can name the Intercontinental title holder.
God damn it.
Wade Barrett.
Yeah.
Lindsay stole the points.
Yeah, I wanted to say Barrett, but he's done nothing but lose to an NXT rookie lately.
He hasn't lost to him, he's just getting beat up by him. This match was pretty good. Del Rio had a little bit of a botch when he tried to kick a bucket into Big Show's head and just completely missed. Like, the match was really good, and then he botches the, you know, setup.
When did the bucket gimmick start?
When Alberto went face.
I know, but I don't know why he's... why he's carrying a bucket all the time now.
Well, didn't that start out with them having, like, red and green confetti in it? Red,
yeah.
White, and green?
Yeah, when they went, the celebration on Raw after he won the title, he brought out a bucket and was going to throw it at Big Show and thought water was in it, and, yeah. Now he keeps a towel in it or something.
Every time I see...
Do we have a Ricardo count for this week?
I don't know. You can check WWE Universe. They might have it.
I can't help it. Just every time I see him come out with that bucket, I keep thinking any minute now he's going to start the grand prize game.
But the match itself was, you know, pretty good. It was a nice opener. The crowd was really into it. They bought the false finishes. And tonight was 9.25 seconds.
9.25 seconds, what? Huh?
For the Alberto.
Oh, okay.
Looked it up on the WWE Universe Twitter.
There you go.
So, yeah, the match was good, and then, well, Del Rio retained by making Big Show tap out, and everyone was freaking out on the Twitter. It's like, is this like the first time Big Show's ever tapped out? And then you have to just realize he's tapped out many times before.
Yes, but his big claim to fame here in the coming days leading up to WrestleMania will be him still insisting on the fact that Del Rio has never pinned him.
Well, it's not like they're going to go for another match at Mania.
No, they can't do it at Mania, but they have 7 weeks.
I almost wish they could.
Oh, we'll get there. So yeah, everyone then thought, where's Dolph Ziggler?
Because there were a couple of us who were thinking, yeah, you know, it would be a perfect time for Ziggler to cash in. Seeing as he wasn't on the card or anything.
Logically, I don't know how you cash in right now, though, because if it's not the fact that Big Show is right there and pissed off, you know, I don't care how bad his arms hurt, starting up the match, you're going to give him time to recover. And then you've got Ricardo that could screw up any opportunity right outside, too.
Yeah.
But you also have Big E who could take care of Ricardo. So that would nullify him. They'll just leave it.
AJ could take care of Ricardo.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you see, AJ takes care of Ricardo. Big E distracts Big Show.
And then that leaves Del Rio and Ziggler to fight. They had a really good match on main event, so I wouldn't mind seeing those two have a match at some point.
So I believe this is the second time I've said Ziggler would cash in, and it hasn't happened. I'm starting to get pissed off.
I think it's like your fourth time.
No, I'm only counting two official times.
Two official times?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure, because I know you claim it a lot that he'll cash in.
So. Just a couple, that's all.
Just a couple.
Yep. No big deal.
No big deal.
So, yeah, Alberto retains, and moving on from there, up next, the WWE U.S. Championship match. Antonio Cesaro versus The Miz. So, was this a pretty good match, Rock?
It was, you know, solid. It's what you expect from these two. Nothing blowing away. It was all right. It was the right spot on the card for it. It was, you know, an all right match.
It was a storytelling match. The Miz has a shoulder injury, and Cesaro's got to take advantage of it in order to make sure the Miz stays down. And then the second the Miz starts getting his face shine, as most people would call it, Cesaro decides to put his balls in front of Miz's knee in a what-the-fuck finish. Creative, but still what-the-fuck.
This U.S. title is so important to me, I'm going to ensure I never have children again to retain it. Brilliant.
Pretty much. And, you know, this is another one where we need to go and have a look at the rule book.
Yeah.
Because considering what happened later in the night.
yeah. Keep in mind, this was called a DQ despite being an obvious accident. Because there's no way that someone gets their leg kicked out from under them and they would intentionally aim their knee at someone's groin.
Sue in football. Tom Brady.
This is true. She has a point.
Not in a wrestling match.
This is wrestling, not football.
But that's what they were emulating, was those kinds of things.
still, the way it was set up, it's meant to be an accident. It's meant to look like one, and it did look like one. And that still counts as a DQ because accident or intentional, it's an illegal maneuver. Remember this for later in the night.
Oh, does it have significance for later in the night, Omega?
I'm just asking for consistency. That's all I'm saying.
Are you kidding? What the hell is consistency?
I don't know. We wouldn't know anything about it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Consistency? Isn't that something that you try to achieve in Italian sauce? I don't know. Anyway, Cesaro by DQ, and we're not going to be hearing the end of this anytime soon. Of course, I'm kind of choked that the Miz didn't win it anyway.
Yeah, it's
he'll get his chance. There's still, you know, that big match in like April that nobody really cares about.
What, something's happening in April?
Is it March? I don't know. They keep changing the friggin' month that this thing's in.
It's April, yeah.
First weekend in April, yeah. There you go.
But, you know, but as the theme of the night is gone, this was the first surprise finish of the night. Because we all figured Cesaro would win clean.
Was this a WTF finish?
It was, because especially somebody like myself sitting there going, wait a minute, accidents happen, why the fuck is he being disqualified? Sure, if it was intentional, it would be made to look intentional. Okay, this is just a way to screw the Miz out of the win so he can get the shot at Mania. Okay, I can deal with that. It was the first of many creative, interesting, and what the fuck finishes.
Oh, I'm not sure I like hearing about that. Is Dusty booking, or did they rehire everybody's favorite?
Nobody is hiring everyone's favorite.
Some people might be wondering we're talking about.
Yeah, she's not working for WWE. What are you doing about?
Yeah, no, everybody's favorite is used in quotation marks and said sarcastically. Of course, talking about Vince Russo.
Yeah.
We
kind of knew where you were going.
We figured that, and we decided to no-sell it, and, you know, sarcasm is hard to realize over the radio. Because
well,
we can't
here
see
it
your
is,
finger
here it
quotes.
Is. Quit being such stuck-up elitist snobs. That was for people tuned in listening who didn't get the inside joke. My God. We have, like, three. I'm sure of it.
I need to find a sarcasm sign.
At least two of them, at least two of them are in Edmonton. Of course, Edmonton, Alberta is the place where you go to if you don't want to understand anything. Long story, I'll tell you later.
Anyway.
And moving on.
Moving right along. This is not just a Calgary show, Tim, or an Alberta show. It's more than just one, you know, state.
It's provinces in Canada. I'm allowed to take shots because, you know, they're listening, so I'm going to take the shots. Anyway, moving on. It's now time for the first match of Hour 3. Wait a minute. What the hell? What is the Elimination Chamber match doing in the first hour, kids?
It's opened up pay-per-views before.
This is where we all sit back and say, Omega, go.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh. How illegal was the substance they were smoking backstage?
Well, to be fair, some of the creative members have been up since 3:30 this morning.
I don't care how long they've been up. Tonight, they were on some weapons-grade shit. That's all I know.
Weapons-grade stuff. Look out, kids.
You know, I made the joke before the Chamber match where, you know, welcome to Elimination Chamber, where we're going to decide the number one contender for the World Heavyweight Championship amongst two tag team guys, one super injury prone, and three guys who just came back. Ever in my mind did I think they'd go with one of the ones that just came back? Much less the ones that was gone for 6 months because we don't know what the fuck to do with him. Who wasn't worth anything when he left, hasn't proven anything since he came back, is going on a Fox News level, you know, conservative gimmick with racist manager, and thank you Mace for the Be a Star Kids reference at that point. And for some reason, the guy who's never been top tier contender, the guy who's always been B grade mid card, the most undeserving guy to ever hold the world title, and yes, I'm including Kali in that. Wait, hang on. Second most.
David Arquette.
Yeah, I have to give room for David Arquette. Why? Fucking why? He has no name value. He has no main event skills in the ring. We know he can't talk. There's just nothing about this that works other than, hey, we got a racist guy as the manager. Let's put him against the wetback. That's all the thought that went into this. This is how much they think of the world title. It's supposed to be the top prize on one of their main shows. And, well, the championship match is a curtain jerker. And the main event, you know, the decider for the main event championship match at Mania. We're going to start that match in the first fucking hour. You know, we only named the event after the match. And we're only going to have one of these things. Fuck it. Divas match goes after. This last minute match that we had between Ziggler and Kingston. It's completely spur of the moment match. Even though all the pyro is set up for it. That's more important. That has to go on after. That gets a better spot on the card.
Well, because it's Tamina. And let's face it, Tamina has more star power than Jack Swagger.
True.
Just saying.
I give you that.
You know, and Caitlin's just riding on those coattails, dude.
Well, she's riding on something, but ain't no coattails.
Look out.
Just nothing about this that makes sense. Not the winner, not the placement of the match.
How many people were betting on Jericho to win the Elimination Chamber?
I wasn't betting on it.
Me? I had Orton.
Yeah.
Okay, I know there were two of us in this phone call that had Jericho. Rock was one of them.
So that makes three.
Okay, so there are three people who had Jericho.
Because three of us had a scenario where it would have led somewhere else, but it didn't.
And that would have made for one hell of a WrestleMania match had it gone through.
Yes.
I almost want to spend 10 minutes talking about it, but we won't.
This was the worst case scenario in this match. I would take Mark Henry over Jack Swagger. At least Mark Henry has some monster value. Jack Swagger is an average-sized, average wrestler, average talker, average period.
He was a member of the Spirit Squad. And we know they can't main event. Oh, wait.
Wait,
sorry,
so
Ziggler.
Ziggler was not... Swagger was not a Spirit Squad member.
He fucking looks like one. That's why I get him confused, because I keep thinking he's the one that was on the Spirit Squad.
Yeah, he was never on the Spirit Squad, but the lisp is what confuses you.
There was no Jackie on the Spirit Squad.
Oh, that would be fucking funny.
Okay, but how many members of the Spirit Squad were there?
There were five.
But I'm basically agreeing with Omega on this, and as I said in the chat,
if Swagger and, you know, Uncle Zeb, fucking whatever the hell they call in Dutch these days, if they can, you know, make this a much must-watch few, if this is something that they can turn around in the few weeks leading into Mania, like they've got, what, 5 weeks?
7.
49 days.
Okay, they've got 49 days to sell me on this. If they can do that and put on a really good match at Mania, I'll gladly sit here and eat humble pie. But until then, it doesn't make any fucking sense. And I'm with Omega. I would have rather have seen Mark Henry go to WrestleMania to face off against Alberto Del Rio than Jack Swagger and Uncle Bigot.
Okay, here it is. Everything I've heard, the promo itself makes perfect sense, provided Del Rio goes over at Mania and wins, and it's like the Mexican who beat the American Bigot. I get it. But it's just the wrong wrestler playing the part of the bigoted person. And I'm sorry, Jack Swagger, Mr. All-American, as much as I'm not a fan of Del Rio, I hate Swagger just that much more. He's enough to put you to sleep.
It's such a weak match for a WrestleMania world title. Because it's not based on any real feud or any real rivalry. It's not based on any real, well, this guy can really work with this guy. It's not based on name value. No, it is the lowest common denominator. Just pure, outright racism.
And here's
the
thing.
That's your motivator. That's the only thing this feud has.
Yeah, now here's the thing. It's not working so good this point in time in the history of the earth. Because everybody's so politically correct and they're scared of sneezing the wrong way in case somebody's offended by the accent on the sneeze. All right. I'm not politically correct. Everybody knows that. I'm proud of it. Everybody knows that. I'm not going to walk on eggshells just so I don't offend somebody who's just a little bit too delicate for their own good. However, they could have made this work. What they would need, first off, is more time. Secondly, a bigger build-up. Thirdly, somebody better than Swagger. Right now, this just comes across as lazy-ass booking. I mean, you've got Uncle Redneck, and, you know, like, there's the joke that I opened the show with. You got Uncle Redneck cutting, apparently, some kind of redneck promo. Now, again, I didn't see this whole thing. I didn't get a chance, but I'm going from what you guys said, that he was just yapping away against Mexicans or something like that.
I compare it to Fox News style commentary, and there's validity to that.
Oh, my God, that bad?
There's validity to it because the name is Zeb Coulter. He is named after Ann Coulter, that fucking psycho.
Yeah, that freaking psycho. Freaking?
No, Tim. Fucking.
Okay, I gotcha. I'm just being politically correct and governing my language.
Okay, let me put it to you this way. This is the literal translation of that type of drunken redneck dickhead you would find in a bar at 2 a.m. complaining that the black man has more rights than he does.
Okay, so basically you're painting a time to kill Chicago.
He would be the one who would turn around and say that he's pissed off that the Indians were here before him because he couldn't shoot them dead.
Oh, God. Yeah, I gotcha. Okay.
And this is the thing. You know the way Dutch works. You know, he's one hell of a heel. Really knows how to sell a character. He's doing a damn good job because it's pissing a lot of us off.
And apparently it's the character that they saddle him with. That's the problem. You got to give it to Dutch. He's one hell of a ringmaster with that microphone.
Oh, hell yes. But mind you, I still want to take some clippers to that mustache. that thing's like Snidely Whiplash fucking twirl shit, man.
Yeah, you don't carry a mustache like that unless you're tying women to railroad tracks.
Yeah, okay, when I saw this guy on TV, he the impression that I got was he belonged in the movie Jumanji.
Yes,
you know the hunter with the
shorter and fatter.
Yeah, just shorter and fatter. But yeah, that was one hell of a mustache in Jumanji.
I want to see Robin Williams at WrestleMania now. Just have him chase Have Dutch chase him around backstage with a rifle.
That's not a rifle, my friend. That's a blunderbuss.
It's a fucking gun.
It's a blunderbuss. That's the type of gun it is.
It's a gun. It's something you Americans love more than anything else in the world.
Hey, don't loop me into that, there.
Hey, you're close enough to him.
Yeah, but no. We've got like gun control laws, and we don't let most of our crazies aren't allowed to have guns, unlike the states. Now, I said most.
No, Rob, yeah, we can't talk about the match. The ending pisses us off too much.
Apparently, people are not happy about the match. So what happened in the match?
Look, there were good points in the match, and let's be honest. This is one of our most usual and constant sayings that we usually have here. Kane and Bryan were fucking awesome.
Okay, Kane, now you got to fill me in.
Hilarious.
Fill me in.
Okay. You know, Bryan was out. He was one of the first. Did he start the match, or was he the first one out of the chamber? I can't remember.
No, it was Jericho and Bryan who started the match.
Okay. So, which means Swagger was the first one out of the little pod thingies.
Yeah, it was Swagger, Kane, and
yeah. When Kane came out, starts doing a bit of house clearing, throws Swagger and Jericho in the corner. Have them mash up against each other via the Irish whip. And they do their usual thing. You know, Bryan just comes up behind him and goes, Kane, throw me! And he does. You know, angry little volleyball launch. They go on for a little bit. You know, everybody gets wiped out. All of a sudden, Bryan, schoolboy, rolls him up out of nowhere, gets a two count. Instantly on his knees going, no, I didn't mean it, Kane, I didn't mean it. Like, almost shit scaring him. You know.
Gets up
and goes, let's hug it out. And Kane's just standing there going, pointing at the WrestleMania sign, you know, motioning the belt around his waist. He's like, no, I'm not going to do it because I want to go to WrestleMania. I want the belt. So no. And Bryan's like, come on, hug it out. And they just start the usual stick. You know, no, yes. It was gold. These guys, as usual, are gold.
And the setup was the pre-match promo, wasn't it, Lindsay?
It was.
Yeah. They you know, can you watch, you know, Daniel Bryan wanted Kane to watch his back, and Kane was only going to watch his own back. And not Daniel Bryan's. They're great together.
Okay, you painted a perfect, I can see it, I can picture it. You guys painted a perfect picture, thank you. So, do you want to talk more about the Elimination Chamber match, Rock, or can we move on?
Well, there were other good little bits and pieces. Orton doing the DDT onto the metal bit of the chamber.
Which is
on the outside. Poor Kane.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh, my
god. poor Kane's got a boo-boo now, I swear.
I don't care who you are, that shit will leave a mark.
Henry chucked Randy Orton through the unbreakable glass.
Oh, and it broke, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every time the match happens, you know, they put more unbreakable glass, it always seems to break. Yeah.
It's unbreakable glass! Oh my god, he threw him through the unbreakable glass!
The unbreakable glass that just happens to shake a lot like plastic when you put someone through it.
Not plexiglass, it's flexiglass.
It's plexan is what it is. It's not glass at all.
Henry comes out and actually looks dominating for a little bit.
Got real good.
I missed how he got eliminated.
He got real good heat. Did Mark Henry in this whole entire match? He took a couple of finishers, I believe, which ended with the RKO as the last finish. Is how Henry got eliminated. Henry eliminated Bryan and Kane, and then Henry got eliminated in the match, which left you Jericho, Swagger, and Orton. Henry came back in and laid them all out. And then we got some more drama as the rest of the match continued.
Drama? No way.
Yeah, I know.
All I can remember is Orton hitting a couple of RKOs and then Swagger rolling him up out of nowhere, and we're all sitting here going, what the fuck? And that's when the act happened.
Yeah, Orton hit the RKO on Jericho, pinned him 1-2-3, and then Swagger did the roll up for the win.
Okay, so with its obtuseness, did it wind up seeming like it was obvious in hindsight that Swagger got the pin with the roll-up?
No, it was out of nowhere. It was completely out of nowhere.
It's out of nowhere. That's what out of nowhere means.
Unlike the RKO, it was actually out of nowhere.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Orton gearing up to start eliminating people right and left.
Okay.
You know, does some reversals out of shit, hits the RKO, pins Jericho. You expect the exact same thing to happen with Swagger. All of a sudden, Swagger's just rolled him up out of nowhere, 1, 2, 3, and we're sitting here just wide-eyed going, huh?
Huh?
Can we get a replay on that, please? We don't exactly know what the fuck happened.
Okay, I gotcha.
Okay. I hope.
It was a legitimate surprise.
It just like, okay, yeah. Now when was the last time you were legitimately surprised by something WWE did? Answer me that.
I think it was 1990-something.
Actually, God, wasn't that long ago. I actually want to say I was legitimately surprised by something WWE did, and I can't remember what it was now.
So despite the fact that Swagger won, the fact that you got your asses surprised like crazy by WWE for the first time in a decade and a half, that's got to be worth 2 points right there, right?
Well, there's surprise of, ooh, this pair of pants that I put on for the first time in months had a $20 bill in it. Awesome. Versus, oh, this pair of pants that I just put on for the first time in months had a tarantula in it. Shit.
Oh. Okay.
I'm surprised.
But the counter...
I'm also envenomed.
Okay, so basically you're not surprised so much as you are shocked.
I'm surprised.
That you got shocked.
Let's not call it shock. Because I'm not standing here going, No, I'm surprised and I'm enraged.
Ooh.
But isn't that what's
supposed to happen in a professional wrestling show? At some point in time, aren't you supposed to be ticked off with something that happens? No.
Not when it's a match for one of your big titles at WrestleMania. When you're trying to set up the biggest matches you possibly can, Jack Swagger's name should nowhere be anywhere on the ballot. But it's just not a possibility.
But on the flip side, it's adding someone new into a main event spot on your biggest
show. Who has
show.
Done shit to earn it?
Well, you know, not that we've seen. Maybe he's waxed Vince's car, you know.
Months.
Behind the scenes. Maybe he's waxed.
Nothing.
Maybe
in
he's
six
waxed.
Months' time. In 6 months' time, what he's gained is a racist streak and a beard. Woo-hoo!
Okay, well, maybe he waxed Linda's car enough times that they figure, okay, you deserve something.
He could have waxed Linda's crotch. He still wouldn't have done enough for this.
There you go. But at the same time, you know, they got 49 days, less a couple of days, to change their minds. They could do something to cause him to lose his title shot. Right?
That's my one hope, is that...
It's happened before.
My one hope out of this is that Ziggler somehow knocks him out the night of Mania and just cashes in right there to take the match.
Okay.
See, I'm loving all of this. This is the first time in a long time I've heard this type of passion out of Omega. I'm loving it. I don't get to hear this much venom and vitriol coming out of him.
That's funny. All right, so there we're up to the actual Elimination Chamber match, and guys, we're only at the first hour. We got more coming your way. Why don't we take our first time out of the evening right now, come back and take a look at the rest of Elimination Chamber right here on the Wild Sock Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Brother.
You gotta take a stand, you don't have to hide. If you hurt my friends, then you hurt my pride. I gotta be a man, I can't let it slide.
I am a real American, fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American, fight for what's right, fight for your life.
Has your weekly Monday Night Wrestling fix gone off the air? Don't fret. All you need to do is change the channel to the WTR Raw post show.
I'm sorry that I came out here last week and
ruined your family portrait, made out with your daughter, implied that you had sex with a bunch of fat, hairy old men, then poured beer on your unconscious body with your illegitimate bastard midget son. My bad.
Tune in every Monday night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time as we break down everything that goes down on WWE Monday Night Raw.
What's up, Holmes? The champ is here.
Interact with us live every Monday night for the WTR Raw Post Show, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Peace out, my brothers.
Hey, man, what's your name?
Hello, my name is Jimmy Pop, and I'm a dumb white guy.
Why are you sitting there all alone?
Them
well, that ain't good. You're kind of weird. You always sing everything you say?
Yeah, don't give a damn if you don't like me.
Hey, I didn't say anything like that. Man, in fact, I was going to ask if you want to do something if you're not too busy. What you doing around Wednesday, around 8:30?
Eat Spam from the can, watch late night C-SPAN, and rock out to old school Duran Duran.
Well, I know this awesome wrestling show on wildtalkradio.com, just another goddamn wrestling show with Jed Schaefer and Scott Barry and the Cheapwood paneling. They talk about all the wrestling news of the week. Want to listen in? Maybe even call in?
Hell yeah!
Cool. Now, stop looking at me that way.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, I don't roll that way. But there is this guy on the show. His name's Joey Gay.
Every Thursday night, we bring to you The Rock.
These people yearn for enlightenment. Who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rock.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
I don't care what y'all say.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. Keep listening, because stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Eat me! Me more. Feed me more. Feed me more.
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, brothers.
I don't know. Don't ask me. I just felt like doing it.
No, Tim.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to.
Oh, no. Oh,
oh
no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I did.
No.
And I'm not doing a bad Randy Savage imitation. I leave that to Mace because his bad Randy Savage rocks. Mace.
I'm not doing it.
You chicken shit.
Fuck you!
Forget you!
Fuck you!
Forget you!
Whatever.
Here, Mace, if we play some video while he's still alive, will you make fun of Randy then?
Well, we're allowed to. That's the rule, isn't it?
Yeah, they're not dead in the footage. It's okay.
Coming soon to WTRF, everyone will understand what we're talking about. Just saying.
Omega gets extremely dark.
It was one... I'm not even... I'm not even proud of that anymore.
Just stay tuned for the riffs coming this March right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network as we go through WrestleMania 1 through 28.
I'm sorry right now. I really am.
You're not going to touch WrestleMania 19. Tell me you're not going to touch WrestleMania 19.
Yeah, we are touching WrestleMania 19.
Actually, with WTRS, it's probably the most apropos one.
We're doing a match from every single WrestleMania.
Which one are you going to do from 13?
We did it.
We did the main event. That's in the can. Bret Hart versus... Okay. Not Bret Hart. Sid versus Taker.
Yeah, that was the match for the ages.
No, the best one is... Yeah.
No, it was Sid versus Taker with Bret Hart constantly coming in and out, in and out, in and out.
Yeah, he made multiple cameos. The best is we turn Hulk Hogan versus the Warrior into...
Oh, no.
A 30-minute... Well, you're going to have to tune in to find out. If it's making Omega cringe, yeah, you know, it's happening.
Bad memory.
So check out WTRF's the WrestleMania editions coming 28 days before WrestleMania. So we'll do one every day leading up to the show.
Yay!
That's your segue to take back the show, Tim.
Well, I said yay.
It was half-hearted.
Yeah, because I just was half-hearted about it. But yeah, it's time to get back to the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view match. Pay-per-view. The next match, everybody's favorite, John Cena, teaming up with Sheamus and Ryback to take on everybody's favorite, The Shield.
This is where I say this match featured Dean Ambrose and his top got taken off.
Dean Ambrose's top got taken off? No.
This match featured Lindsay having a happy.
Yeah. Pretty much what it boiled down to.
That and an oh my god spear out of nowhere.
Yeah. And I'm amazed Ryback was not involved in that spear in one way or another. Because that's usually the spot he delivers or the spot he takes.
This is true. But the teamwork from The Shield tonight, fantastic.
Jeez. They're booking them so well.
This is the best booking of three new characters that I've seen in a long, long time.
All right, well,
they're done up straight out as a very solid team that has each other's back at all time, knows where the other is, and almost works to military precision.
Well, you guys are really making me want to see this match. Is it something I'm going to want to?
Yes.
This was a great match. You want me to really sell you on it?
Sell me.
This is a match with John Cena in it, and I'm actually giving it praise.
I'm sold. Shut up. Take my money.
There you go.
Yeah, John Cena and Ryback. And you guys like this match a lot.
Yeah, but you're liking it because of The Shield. Am I not right?
I'm liking it because it is something different that the WWE doesn't usually do. The Shield, okay, as opposed to some other guys who recently came back...
Uh-huh.
Think of this. The Shield has just as many matches since they debuted as Swagger. But they've done far, far more to earn where they are than he has. I would have given any of them a world title shot over Swagger. But it's because of just how well they've been booked here. Like, you buy it. They work together so well. They're so cohesive as a unit. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're so good at the numbers game, singling out opponents, you know, 2-on-1, 3-on-1, making sure they get those opportunities to gang up. Every chance they get, it's believable. You know, they get these wins over top talents, but because they are this one solid unit, you buy it.
Now, with the fact that The Shield actually won this match, was that like expected or a surprise or like, holy cow, Cena lost a match?
No, it was surprise.
Yeah. Here's your top three faces against three relative rookies. And they go over clean, they go over on Ryback, and Cena was involved.
Yeah. And this is what I mean by they know how to have each other's back. The finish involved Reigns hitting a spear on Ryback out of nowhere for the second time that even the cameraman didn't pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost like they had planned such a scenario.
Interesting.
Like, Seth's up in the I don't know, dinner plate or whatever the fuck they're calling that finish that Ryback does.
Shell shock.
Okay, he's a turtle now. And you had Reigns come out of nowhere, you know, camera right, boom, spear. Seth drops on Ryback, 1, 2, 3. Cena hits his AA at the same time. And because, like, Ryback hits first, they're the ones who win. So it was one of those weird finishes, but it works, and it got us involved in the match. It got us wanting to see more. So, you know, if you really need that much more pushing to go get this match, well, then I'm going to throw you off a frigging cliff at some point.
No, I think that you sold me about 5 minutes ago. Bringing up the fact that this match, with John Cena in it, you liked it.
This match is as good as the one that happened at TLC.
That was a surprisingly good match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's everything about this team has completely blown me away. I know they were really talented indie wrestlers. I know they were really talented in NXT, but man, you just would never expect them to be this ready to be spotlighted like this. Like, they're just a sheer level of talent between these guys.
Yeah.
And just how well they work off of each other.
So what you're saying, it's not the fact that they're being given the green light for the push. They're actually capable of carrying that mantle.
Oh, yeah.
You will see one of these guys have a world championship inside of 5 years.
Fuck that. Jeez, I called inside of two. Less than that, probably, the way they work it out these days.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, by the way, Lindsay, do you have anything to go over, or have you just been drooling over the memories of shirtless people?
My opinion isn't the popular one, so I'm just staying quiet.
What is your unpopular opinion, Lindsay? You don't like the Shield?
I like the Shield.
Okay.
I liked the match. I thought it was a good finish. My opinion is more on the chamber, so I'm just
We're past the chamber. We're talking about the other match now.
I know, but
you didn't like the chamber?
No, I like the chamber. I like the finish.
Okay, you liked the chamber, but nobody else did, and so basically because you have a dissenting opinion, you figure you should shut up? No!
You have an opinion, and
you're entitled to it, and I want you to express it. Damn it. Damn the torpedoes, and forget what anybody else thinks.
Well, I liked it. I thought it worked. It was different. They had a lot of surprises. I liked the show overall. I thought the surprises and everything they did were different. And it worked, for me at least. I guess not everybody else here, but whatever.
Oh, I don't think that I don't think that certain people like the fact that Jack Swagger is getting a push that he doesn't deserve. I think that's what that is.
So. Well, that's a whole different can of worms that we won't go into.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. But don't ever keep your thoughts and opinions to yourself, dear, please. Because I like to hear differing thoughts from everybody. So there. I have spoken. Moving on. Where were we?
Well, we had just finished the sixth man, so obviously we're on to the main event.
Oh, wait a minute. We finished the sixth man. I've got two matches between that and the main event. Is this your way of subtly telling me you don't want to talk about Dolph Ziggler versus Kofi Kingston?
Big E got splashed on a lot. Yeah. Kofi bounced around like a jumping bean and lost to Ziggler.
Okay, so basically,
beat up by Big E. That's it.
Basically a standard SmackDown match between the two of them, except for the fact that Big E got used as a trampoline.
Side note, I love when Ziggler sells a monkey flip.
My God, he tries to head spike off that flip.
How many monkey flips tonight?
Oh, just one, but he gets in enough rotation for two.
Okay.
And that's how he always sells a good monkey flip, too, which I love.
Yeah, it just reminds me of something I heard Hot Shot Johnny Devine say one time. So, yeah, I can see that. All right. So, yeah, Dolph Ziggler wins. Does that help hurt, or was this like an actual spontaneous match, like everybody was saying that it was a quote-unquote spontaneous match, but only sarcastically?
Well, I say it sarcastically because for a match that Booker T just made on the spot, just because Ziggler came out and bitched about not having a match, they sure did have a lot of Kofi's pyro up and ready.
Well, maybe they just do that in case, right?
Yeah, I'm sure they spend thousands on pyrotechnics just in case anyone in the locker room could possibly have a match at any time.
Okay, well, you never know. It's Vince McMahon, and the guy, you know, he's got a couple of bucks. I'm just saying. Up next, we've got a Divas match, kids, as the semi-main event, and it's for the Divas title. For the semi-main event.
Drizzling shits this was.
I wasn't paying attention in the least bit.
So how good did Tamina look in the ring?
She looked like a fucking cutout diva. All she needed to do was fucking dye her hair blonde and make her tits bigger.
And how did Caitlin
she's
look?
She's in this weird freaking blue spandex number that really does not suit her or her character at all.
Okay.
So, you know, WWE, as usual, taking care of their characters. Caitlin looked like she just walked in off the street.
Well, doesn't she always?
And wrestled like it was her first day at boot camp, but, you know.
Okay, so in other words, she was not looking good in the ring.
No. This was something that I'm sitting there going, why is this being used as the in-between filler between your main and your semi-main?
Uh-huh.
Why wasn't this on the pre-show?
So, yeah, this definitely comes across to me from what you're saying as a match that did not deserve to be on the pay-per-view, never mind in the position it was.
Pretty much, because you could have used the Kofi Ziggler match as your buffer between the two matches.
Okay.
This was just dragging it out.
And, of course,
I'm a big advocate of women's wrestling, but that match did not deserve to be on pay-per-view. It should have been the YouTube pre-show.
Okay, so basically, it was
the YouTube pre-show is to convince people to buy the event?
Yeah, that might not be a good idea to put it there then. If that's the case.
Yeah, but then we could have had the Rogue Scholars reunion tour on pay-per-view, where it belongs with the attention it deserves. Okay. Then they could sell more t-shirts that way.
Remind me never to let you book my shows, Mace.
Why, you want them to be good?
Yeah, I want them to be good. Anyway, never mind, I was just picking on you. just have fun, just kidding. This brings us, because Caitlin won the retained the Divas title, the main event of the night, Kits, WWE Championship match. And look, CM Punk is actually main eventing a pay-per-view. You know why?
We all know why.
Well, because Cena was obviously doing your sub-main event, so.
Yeah, well, no, it's because of his opponent. The only reason why this is the last match of the night. Come on. If it was CM Punk versus anybody else except Cena.
I'll tell you the truth. You know what I saw of this match? I saw Punk's intro. I saw The Rock came out. Then I saw The Rock celebrating on the turnbuckle.
Okay. Well, I actually got home.
The second The Rock hit the ring, I fell asleep.
I am
back. It was beautiful.
No, the match itself was... The entire match was beautiful.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
I'm going to have to go back and actually watch it because I'm being told it was a decent match.
Okay, yeah. No, I actually got home in time to catch this match, and something about it just turned me the wrong way. I mean, overall, for the most part, the match itself was absolutely very entertaining, and I enjoyed it quite a bit. Paul Heyman was just absolutely gold tonight.
Yeah, Paul Heyman doing math. Excellent.
He wasn't doing math. He was tutoring CM Punk.
He was counting.
He was being a teacher.
One, one and a half, two, and it's counting. It's math.
You're forgetting the word that. He was telling Punk, that's one. That's one and a half. That's two. You know, he was saying that. That's next. That's coming up. It's like, what? And then, Omega, what did you say in chat?
At any minute now, he's going to... Every minute now, he's going to start cackling while lightning flashes behind him.
Yeah, Sesame Street reference.
Where's a manager like that when Scott Steiner's around?
But this was
they're
really
all scared
crying in a corner.
This was a really good match. The Spanish announce table this time around didn't break. They heavily reinforced it.
I'm just figuring the Spanish announce team just got they're finally sick and tired of having their table busted. I could see them coming sneaking in before the pay per view starts and reinforcing it with like tube, you know.
Thank you, Omega, that's for getting my point about Paul Heyman doing math.
Yeah. Okay.
Jeez, Tim. Come on.
I'm sorry. I'm not Jewish. I didn't get the joke.
He's Punk's Jew.
Okay. Now we got it.
Okay. Spanish announce table didn't give. They told a good story. Very enjoyable match. Two couple rough bumps at the end. A Heyman bump. Finish really well done.
With the two rough bumps, I don't know, just to me, that just felt like too much.
No, the first one felt like too much because clearly The Rock accidentally bashed the referee about 10 feet off the apron, but was not disqualified because, of course, now, since it's The Rock, accidents aren't breaking the rules.
Yeah, well, what The Rock could have come to and thrown the match out and disqualified Punk is because it was Punk that threw The Rock into the ref, right? Well,
the Rock is the one that made contact with the referee, accident or not. He's the one at fault. He loses the title.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, but that you usually don't get disqualified for accidental contact with the referee.
Accidental contact is accidental contact no matter where you're at. Where
you
have it.
With the
okay,
referee,
guys,
it doesn't happen.
Guys, let's face it. Accidental contact only counts on regular television or when somebody like The Rock is not involved.
Or when it's booked at Canadian All-Pro.
Now, you be careful, because nothing in Canadian All-Pro is cheesy. I'll tell you that right now.
Really? Really?
You... Really? Really?
Really?
You... Really?
Okay, Tim. If you say so. Nothing in Canadian All-Pro is cheesy.
Hey, we're not talking about Steven Stiles
okay,
right now.
Dude, you're booking like Ravenous Randy, Steven Stiles, and Johnny Devine. There's cheesiness all over that locker room.
Just pointing it out to him. So,
are you taking shots at Steven Stiles, Mace?
God forbid.
Oh, please do.
We'll can't be bothered.
We'll do that we'll do that next segment.
Yeah, there you go. That's awesome. Yeah, so The Rock retains the title despite Omega's protestations.
My protestation? What?
You're protesting The Rock retaining the title. You're the one who yapped about the accident should count.
I just want consistency. I really don't care that The Rock won, because you know what? It's Rock Cena 2. It's good for business. If it keeps WWE in money, fine. I could care less. But my bigger concern is, if accidental contact doesn't count here, why did it count earlier that night? That's where I take protest.
Because there's accidental contact on another wrestler, not a referee.
It was seen as a low blow, although the camera angle showed it was a thigh shot.
Well, in the end, you know, one accident's the same as another. In the end, the rule says no low blows. So, Miz accidentally hits a low blow, match thrown out. The rules say don't make contact with the referee. Rock accidentally makes contact with the referee, but that accident is apparently not punishable. But another accident is, even though accident isn't the rule anywhere.
But the referee's job is to get out of the way, and the referee did not get out of the way in time. So it's on the referee, so the referee can't disqualify
him. Oh, yeah, okay, now we're... Okay. Now, that's the first time I've heard that defense.
It's the logical defense. The referee is supposed to get out of the way.
Yes, and Cesaro's nuts were supposed to get out of the way, too, and they didn't.
Yes, but that's accidental contact on another wrestler, not on a referee. The referee's all right, job is to get out of the way.
Can I just, like, throw in something here that's behind the curtain? Guys, it's booking. Thank you. Moving on.
No shit,
Tim. This is a booking, Tim.
It's scripting. I'm sorry to...
I don't care if it's scripted or not. I just want one thing to be scripted the same way as another.
No, that will never happen. Because you got 10 people right in WWE.
Who are up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. That we can no, we can't confirm or deny, but you know, it's true.
So yeah, that's all there is to it. So all in all, guys, grade this. What do you think? What do you figure? Should I spend my money later tonight?
Yes. Good show.
Okay.
Sansa Divas match and Sansa Divas match. It was a really good show.
Okay, so good except for the Divas match, so I know how to plan my pee break.
Yes, you can go pee before the main event.
Okay. Lindsay, your overall opinion?
I thought it was a good show. It was worth the watch.
Yeah, what was your favorite match?
I like the Shield match probably the best, although Kane and Bryan in the cage were pretty good.
Well, yeah, but it's Kane and Bryan. I'm figuring that they have to be in there someplace when you mention something. Just saying.
Not always when it comes to her. She has opinions about everything, Tim. She's not like
others. I know she's got an opinion about everything. I was just like, to, you know.
She's not like others who focus in on one thing and one thing only.
Ooh,
like
you know,
Florida
getting,
indie wrestlers. You know, you gotta I'm
getting in trouble for taking shots. Thanks, Rock. All right, give it a letter grade, Lindsay.
B minus.
B minus. Okay, Rock, you didn't letter grade it.
B.
Okay. Omega! Put it to bed.
Solid B.
Solid B. Alright, Mace.
Yeah, it's gonna get a B from me as well. It's a good match, and yeah, I'd actually be surprised if you actually spend money on it, Tim.
Okay, so basically just below a full B. Match of the night? From what you guys are saying, it sounds to me like Cena, Sheamus, Ryback versus The Shield.
I'm amazed we would say that about a Ryback match. I'm amazed we'd say that about a Cena match.
Yep.
Yeah, individually we'd hate it. Combined, not too bad.
Okay. Well, I shall endeavor to catch this on the replay later on tonight. When we're done, grab it on demand and watch it. So, according to the panel here, everybody, boys and girls listening, if you didn't watch the pay-per-view, it's worth watching the replay.
Yes, yes it is. And before we move on to the break, pick-ems, King Kittens, Tommy, and Chris are tied. We are going to come up with a tiebreaker, and we'll decide a winner in the coming weeks.
And the overall champions... I almost hate to say this because these two, I swear to God, they're an evil duel when you put them together. Mason Spug.
Yes, they went 6-1 overall.
Can you believe that? 6-1 these two guys.
Gee, it's almost like we're workers and we have some sort of insight into how some of this stuff might work.
Dude.
Unless...
Either that or we both just had lobotomies.
Yeah, that could be
it. Finally understand I'm going to be booking.
Because it's not like I make my picks based on how I would book shit.
No, and that's why you went 3-4.
because the stuff I would have booked would have been a very entertaining pay-per-view. Thank you.
Me and Lindsay went 5-2 as far as hosts go.
Yeah, rubbed in. At least you only got on there once this time, Rock.
Because we only did it on one show, Tim.
Oh, yeah.
And coming up dead last out of host was Rob. Now, he wasn't perfect this time around. He only got
holy one. Cow! Rob goes from absolutely perfect to, like, 1-6?
1-6, yeah.
Rob,
that's the difference between Rob picking TNA and WWE.
This is true.
And well, yeah, you got a point.
He actually is able to see some WWE, and he went to Raw a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, you know, he actually knew what was going on and just picked everything wrong.
And so, like, he watches WWE and gets one match right. He stays away from TNA through circumstances or whatever.
Work.
And goes absolutely perfect to 8-0.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Just had some good weed that day. Anyway, let's go to break.
Yeah, everybody, you listen to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestling Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk more wrestling. And, of course, we've got, I believe, our standard staples, buy and sell, and quick hits coming up tonight, too. So
we
don't go anywhere.
We just have quick hits and great debate tonight.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
So we're back.
Right after this.
Tuesday nights, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with me, Alan Wojcik, and the Spud Guy. We'll bring you interviews with the biggest names from the past, present, and future in pro wrestling.
Hey everybody, this is Ed Buck. It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is Jessica Havoc.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards.
This is Harley Race.
The franchise Shane Douglas.
Plus, insights from the people who cover the business. It's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gang bang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs fans. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird. Wow. Comes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art, or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck?
Oh, I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Oh, you Gundam style over here.
That's a horse you have, that's a horse you.
Oh, Gundam style. Loving the Gundam.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
What, Mr. Sulu in the sky?
Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I don't know.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I'll have to wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge. You're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. In a place, in a broken dream.
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night, everybody. It's me, the host with the most, Tim Stein, along with the usual gang of ruffians. We got Mesa Mega Lindsay, and of course the producer, Sir Rockin, playing what people are claiming to be my theme song.
What people are claiming to be your theme song, or what you tell them to play every time you walk out onto a Canadian All-Pro stage?
I never told them to play it. I swear to God I didn't.
Yeah,
Sly Stone told him to play it.
Right.
Either that or Ian told him to play it. Ian's tuned in. Ian's listening. And I'm just going to blame him because he's not on the line with us to refute my statement.
Or you can, you know, you are the
No, we're not even. Forget it. Drop it.
You are the CEO of
CAW. Yeah, yeah. And I told him quit playing it because I'm not a dirty white boy. I mean, I'm a white boy, but I'm not dirty. I'm not dirty at all.
No. Yes, you are a dirty white boy.
What the hell are you talking about?
Are you funky?
Oh.
Wow.
10 points, Lindsay.
I don't know, but I am too sexy for RCW. Anyway.
Okay, right, set, Fred. Go, continue.
There you go. Yeah, so I don't know. Was that like your idea of giving us a cue to talk a little bit about last Saturday night's Canadian All-Pro Wrestling event here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada?
It might have been a subtle hit for you to talk about the event, Tim.
It was a great show. It was a fantastic time. There were a couple of celebrities in the crowd taking it in. And I'll tell you, when a member of the Hart family pats you on the back and tells you that it's a really, really good show, that it's a lot of fun and really entertaining, you got to kind of smile.
Okay, when you say celebrities are in a crowd, is that the one you hit on in the ring?
I did not hit on Julie Hart. Oh, my God. I said, hi, Julie. Glad you could make it. When's your book coming out? For crying out, I didn't hit on her.
Clearly, the audience thought you were.
What, the audience watching the live internet stream that we let you guys tune into?
Yes. You know.
You guys, in other words, decided to...
When Alan says you were hitting on somebody, then you know.
Oh, wait a second. Whoa. We're talking about Alan here, okay?
Yes.
We're not going to go there, because if I say anything, he's going to just never talk to me again. Wait a minute.
When it's that obvious that he's picking up on it, you know it's true.
Exactly.
Okay, this is Alan, though. Hi, glad you could make it. Might be his best pickup line.
Okay, I just want to say to Caspian in the chat room, and I know who Caspian is, you guys don't, but if that song even comes close to coming onto my laptop, you're a dead man. I don't care if you are an MMA fighter, you're a dead man.
Oh.
Do it.
What we'll do is next time Steven Styles comes out, we'll play that song instead of the one he always wants, because that'll be perfect. him coming out with that pink vest that he has.
Yeah, that's no good.
With the Superman logo on the back of it.
Yeah, that's no good.
No. Trust me. Caspian will get a kick out of that one. Playing the song he mentioned for Steven Styles, because that would be just so
Styles
fitting.
Styles is a big enough joke as it is. We don't need to exaggerate. You coming out to that fucking hilarious.
Wait a minute. Say that first part of it again, please.
I'm sorry, did I stutter?
No, I just want you to repeat
it. I have an English accent, motherfucker.
No, Mace, it didn't come out as clear.
Well, tough shit.
That was his point.
In other words, he forgot what he said because he wasn't paying attention to himself. He wasn't listening.
No, I know exactly what I said.
And so does everybody else.
But yeah, there you go. Caspian just agreed with me, so that's all good.
No.
Oh, trust me, we'll play that song for Styles just to piss him off. You know we will.
No, when the two of you were in the ring together.
Oh, no. Forget it.
That's when it should happen. I'm just... throwing that out there.
The show was absolutely off the hook. For those of you who did catch it on the internet feed, there are people in the chat room who were actually at the show live on Saturday, and they had a great time. And I would rank that as a better show than Heart Legacy Wrestling's January 18th show.
What's a Heart Legacy Wrestling?
Exactly. Thank you very much. And the thing that I got a huge kick out of, our referee's name was Stacy Angel, in case anybody missed that.
Yeah, I think everyone did.
Yeah, our referee was introduced as Stacy Angel.
And they were no screw jobs. I'm disappointed.
Well, yeah, okay.
But coming out of the show last week, Tim, what was up with Steven Styles? Did he? Because I know one of his guys said they're a new Four Horsemen of some sort.
Oh, Stampede Wrestling legend Kenny Johnson actually showed up out of nowhere to catch the show and interfered in a match and was about to deliver a sit-down pile driver on Tyrone Ironside, but Tyrone Ironside, he was saved by his partner, Andre Williams, who immediately turned on Ironside, came off the ropes, and delivered one heck of an overhead neckbreaker onto Ironside. I'm surprised the guy was able to walk home afterwards.
So what's that going to do with the question, Tim?
I forgot the question.
So they're the new Four Horsemen or something?
Oh, yeah, he's talking about, you know, like Steven Styles is, he called his little group the new Four Horsemen. He's got a name for it. He's calling it the Brotherhood.
But, by the way, if you want to hear a rant,
now we got issues.
Mace, hold on, Mace.
Oh, no, I'm not awake, motherfucker. Come on.
Hold on,
let's go.
If you want to hear a rant about it, then we're going to hear it from Mace in a minute. If you want to hear Spug rant on it, check a CB Radio archive from about 2 weeks ago. He rants on this exact topic. Now go, Mace.
Well, wait a minute. How could he rant on something that didn't happen when he ranted on it? Wow.
It was the same night it happened to him.
Okay. I got to listen to Spug's rant on Steven Styles.
Now go, Mace.
Go, Mace.
Yeah, basically, one, you uncreative motherfucker, don't steal your ideas from Marvel comic books.
Okay,
because you, even in your little gay pink outfit, are no Magneto. Because, you know, Magneto has charisma. Second, you do not ever compare yourself to the Four Horsemen.
Watch that SOB calling from Edmonton now.
And Magneto actually admits that he's a Jew.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And apparently a young Magneto is hot, according to Lindsay Ward. Lindsay, don't type it, say it.
I would do bad, bad, bad things to Fassbender, that's all.
You see, it's so much more fun when you actually, like, vocalize this stuff when we're on the air.
She was letting Mace rant, so, you know.
Yeah, I was going to let Mace rant and make my usual normal snarky comments in the chat box, like we always do while somebody goes off.
Well, yeah, but, you know, some of the stuff that you type, you should actually say because it's good, and that was one of them.
Mace, continue.
But it's totally all right. The last thing I'll say is just because you look like the Blob doesn't mean you should try to be the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants.
I think Styles was...
If you've got an issue with that, Steven Styles, feel free to pay for my airfare. I'll then gladly come up there to Canada and probably shove my boot down your throat, which is probably not the first time you tasted boot leather.
All right, so we've got a match in the making for Canadian All Pro Wrestling. All we got to do is get Mace up from Australia. Maybe we can start a Get Mace to Canada fund, and then you can go into the States from there because it'll be easier for you to come to Canada first.
Someone start
Commonwealth countries and shit, you know.
Start him a Kickstarter or something. Anyway,
yeah, there you go.
The other thing that happened was your main event, Tim.
Yeah, wound up having issues after the main event with my Commonwealth champion, Johnny Devine. I think he's mad at me.
Oh, but wait, before that, before we get there.
I'm just saying.
Go before we get there, you have a posse now?
Well, according to you, I have a the black shirt posse.
Like, we notice this, like, you have a posse of some sort. It's like
they're my security. Let's face it, guys, I am the CEO of Canadian All Pro Wrestling, and I'd be in a lot of trouble if I didn't have security. right? It just makes sense.
I didn't realize the Harris brothers were that desperate.
Oy, gosh.
He would be lucky to get the Harris brothers. Anyway, these are two big dudes, so... You know,
yeah, the one big dude who actually basically climbed over the top rope. I mean, he's taller than Big Show, and he doesn't have to stretch to clear the top rope with his leg. He just like boom, and he's done. He's got a nickname, Puppy.
That's what you want in a security guard. Anyway.
Yeah, I didn't give him the nickname, and I've got nothing to do with it. But
is that kind of like Fluffy the three-headed dog in Harry Potter?
I've never seen any Harry Potter crap, so I don't know.
How does someone that big get that name?
I think it's like the irony thing. I mean, they could have called him Tiny, but it's been overused.
And if you scratch his belly, does his leg kick?
I don't know. I've never scratched his belly.
You should try that.
I'm too scared to try that.
No, you should try that. The next time you air Canadian All-Pro.
I am not going to try scratching Puppy's belly. Forget it, dude.
He might be into it. It might be his thing. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Listen.
You can all be grateful taking shots at Puppy like this that you don't live in the same town he does. That's all I can tell you.
But the other security guard,
his nickname is Bacon.
So you have Puppy and Bacon as your security guards?
Yes, and Bacon happens to be Jewish. For real.
You have such manly-sounding security guards. What's next? Tickle Fairy and Fluffy Willow?
Hey, listen, when you're as big as those two, you can have slightly cute-sounding nicknames and get away with it.
So you have Puppy, Bacon, and Steven Stiles.
Steven Stiles isn't anything like a security or anything like that. I'm done talking about Steven Stiles.
So do you hire anybody straight on your roster?
Wait a minute.
I can't speak for Styles, but the other two definitely are. Bacon is actually a bouncer at one of the only country nightclub in Calgary, really. If you read the chat room, Caspian will tell you who Bacon is.
I think we've completely glossed over the point that there's a Jew named Bacon.
Yeah, I was waiting for somebody to pick up on that. Thanks, Omega. Yes, he's a Jew, and his nickname's Bacon.
Okay, so he's not kosher.
Yeah, that's ain't kosher, yo.
Yeah, and if anybody would know, that would be Rod.
Yeah, are you?
Not really.
Yeah, it would. Anyway. Going on to the main event, that was the best match on the show. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, definitely. It definitely was a fantastic match. I mean, even I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Hold on. Wait. How did you enjoy the hell out of it? Because me and Lindsay noticed something. During the match, you grabbed your jacket and you walked away.
Uh-huh.
You went outside to smoke during the match.
No, actually, I didn't. I was in the back room. I had to keep my jacket with me for very, very important security reasons. You guys didn't see what happened? Why did I go into the back?
You wanted to take away your cigarettes. You know, you had to go take a cigarette break. You know.
No, guys. No. For crying out loud. No.
So clear this up. Why did you go to the back and avoid seeing the match?
I didn't avoid seeing the match.
Isn't it obvious? Obviously, you went back there to tickle Puppy.
Okay, all of you can piss right off.
Maybe he went back there to taste bacon.
20 points, Omega.
Yeah.
You're lucky. You are damn lucky Rock is hosting this call right now. You really are. Anyway.
All right, explain what happened.
The main event, the match, was interrupted. The main event, of course, Kamikaze taking on Commonwealth Champion Hotshot Johnny Devine for the title. Out came Andrew Hawks and Slammer. Hawks distracting the referee while Slammer, basically, Kamikaze more or less had the match won. Coming off top rope, and Slammer gave him a stunner right off the top rope into the middle of the mat. And Devine winds up with the pin 1-2-3 as a result. And then it becomes a 3-on-1 beatdown. And all three of them taking the boots to Okay, Catherine, you and I are going to have a discussion later on.
Bravo, bravo, Catherine.
You passed.
What he says in the chat room, Tim was in the back cuddling with Squeak.
Yeah, yeah, you don't need to elaborate. People in the chat can freaking read
Squeak
it. Shut up.
Is
anyway.
Just
anyway, three on one beat down. I ran into the back to go and get some help. Out came Dynamite Dan or Superfly Dan, depending on what day of the week it is, whatever, what name he goes by. And Maverick Mike Briggs to make the save. Now, because they're doing what they're doing, we wind up, you know, the three of them want to fight the other three, you know, we can't do that, blah, blah, I'm not going to do it, blah, blah, blah. And so I said, you know what, that's it. I'll tell you what, next Canadian All Pro Wrestling Show, main event, six-man tag match, it'll be Kamikaze, Superfly Dan, and Maverick Mike Briggs taking on Slammer, Andrew Hawks, and Hot Rod Johnny Devine with a caveat. There's a stipulation for this match. Whoever scores the pinfall wins the Commonwealth belt.
And you made sure
that's that... what's got Johnny Devine mad at me.
Yeah. So
why would you do that to poor Johnny? It's not like he had, you know, he did anything wrong, and you just need to go and screw him over like that. That's just so not right.
It's in his contract, and here's where the confusion came, because I explained to him, it's in the contract, Johnny, and he's like, what are you talking about? And I said, well, let me clarify here, those of you who were at the show and you saw me hold up the contract. It's Hot Shot Johnny Devine's contract with Canadian All Pro Wrestling that I held up, and it stipulates right in his contract in bold, any titles held by Hot Shot Johnny Devine will be defended every Canadian All Pro Wrestling Show, or every 30 days, whichever comes first.
So you're enforcing...
In other words, every Canadian All Pro Show.
Right.
Pretty much, because we're running every 30 days.
Or so.
Ish.
30-ish.
That's going to change real soon. We're going to get... I got some big news to drop in the next month, so...
Yeah, but still, you're making him defend it against three other guys? That's not fair.
So here's the question, Tim. Here's the question. So what? If a member of his team gets the pinfall... Does he lose the title?
He loses the title. Whoever scores the pinfall victory.
Oh my God, Tim!
Belt.
I thought that you were above using WCW tactics. This is how David Arquette became champion. You idiot! Do you realize that? Do you realize what you've done, Tim?
I know exactly what I did.
WCW version 2.0, Canadian edition.
I know exactly what. No, I know exactly what I did, and yeah, I mean, like, don't cross the boss, kids. That's all there is to it.
Right.
When you're in professional wrestling, don't
cross
the boss.
And we said that where that gets you. but yeah.
Jeez. I think I'm going to do when I get up there is kick Tim in the dick. Then I'm going to go
up. Hold on. Mace,
I'm tell
Mace,
you,
Reed. Mace. When you kick him in the dick, would it be on accident or on purpose?
Knowing Mace, it'll be accidentally on purpose.
No. First time it's an accident. The second time it's on purpose. Third time it's because it's fun.
You'll have to get through, puppy.
He goes down. Every man's the same size when they land flat on their back after they've been kicked in the dick.
Just give puppy.
Okay, well, if you can get him off of his feet,
you're gonna get pup-feuted.
Yeah, I'll take the kick. If you can get him off his feet, I'll take the kick, okay?
Mace, do you want me to come with you to use my assets on him?
No, it's a family show. It's an all-ages show, so no.
You never said that Puppy had to go down in the ring. Backstage, it happens.
He just doesn't appear. Wouldn't you agree, Lindsay, that the main event was really, really good?
The main event was fantastic, especially when, you know, you got to see it from the close-up camera angle as opposed to the far-off camera angle.
Not taking a shot at Tim's camera work, but... No.
Although I did pop when I saw the webcam up sitting up on the bar, and Rock can confirm this because he was on the phone with me at the time. I did pop when I saw the webcam. It's like, oh, look, we're on TV!
But overall, the only problem we had with the show tonight, Tim, was it was paced weird.
Yes, it was a very strangely paced show, and excuse me, the first half was really short. You can thank Andrew Hawks and Slammer for that one.
But you had a really long intermission. That's what kind of screwed it up.
It was 30 minutes. Well, 28 minutes.
Yeah, and
that's a long intermission, dude.
It was longer than it was supposed to be.
Intermission's 15 minutes.
Yeah, so. it was longer than it was supposed to be, and you can blame a couple of the guys in the back for that one.
But don't be burned.
Tell them to put down the blunts 15 minutes early, okay?
Oh, guys, come on now.
Hey, you're in Canada. That shit's legal.
Only in BC.
When's the next show?
We're going to be confirming the date later this week. Probably, possibly as early as tomorrow, we'll be confirming the date. I don't really want to say right now because, oh my God, there's 4 different wrestling companies running in the month of February. And at least 3 of them will be running again in March.
Okay. So, basically what you should tell people to do right now is go to CanadianAllPro.com. They can read the full results, a recap of the show.
Yep, they sure can. I don't have to say that now because you just told them.
And they can stay tuned for details about the next show on the website, too.
Absolutely, because as soon as any news or information about Canadian All Pro Wrestling is made official, it will appear at CanadianAllPro.com.
There you go.
And there's some potentially huge news items coming down the pike. That's all I can tell you. I can't even give you any hints.
Is it bigger news than Omega creating his own fake TV?
Oh, damn yeah.
Okay, because that's huge. Omega creating fake TV is huge.
Yeah, Omega fake TV is big. This is like... that's a Texas-sized asteroid. Ours is like the size of Jupiter in comparison.
Okay, just making sure.
That's how big it is.
Okay, so it's much bigger, but it's full of gas. Got it.
Just stay tuned.
And by the way, those of you who are listening that are attending Canadian All-Pro events, slip Tim an extra, whatever to try and get me over there. Actually, on second thought, put it in an envelope, send it to us so Tim doesn't touch it. That way we know we're actually getting the money.
No, that's not true.
Everyone at Canadian All Pro gets the money. Other shows. Yes.
That's fine. Like, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Rock. Thank you. I appreciate it, Rock. Okay. I'll take that.
It's just that when Tim owes me money.
Dude, you're getting it. I still have to collect, okay?
Yeah, I'll see it somewhere around 2035.
No. Besides, I didn't get paid until Saturday, so.
So, Tim, I say I had your back, Tim.
Yeah.
I had your back.
But, yeah, no, Mace, you're getting PayPal. Don't worry about it. But those of you listening, do you think that we should start a Bring Mace to Canada fund at the Canadian All Pro Wrestling shows? Type it in the chat room, yes or no. I want them... Because a lot of people listening in Calgary right now, and I want to see, and they come to Canadian All Pro Wrestling, and they're big fans, and they love our shows. I want to see what they say. Not what you guys say. I want to see what they say.
We need to start to
bring the Mace to the United States Fund, and then we can, skew him over to Canada real quick, and then,
okay,
Okay.
No, Tim and I have already realized this.
Canada is easier than Mace to the States, don't you?
Yeah. Less issues with visas and paperwork.
A lot.
Canada first. Plus, it's easier to sneak me over the border.
Yeah, once he's in Canada, the States is easy pickings. It's a lot harder for him to get to the United States through customs and all this other crap than it will be for him to come to Canada. All he's got to do is, g'day, mate, here's my driver's license from Dan Ender. We want a shrimp on the barbie. And they'll say, yeah, come on in. I'm no Mace. I'm sorry.
You will be. That's fourth. Kick to the dick, you're gonna get. I'm rolling the tally, man, and I'll tell you what, I'm gonna collect when I get there.
Are you gonna bring
Spug up too?
It's not Spug, remember this. It's not Spug, it's Bruiser Schmidt.
Yeah, Spug.
He's Spug.
Spug or Bruiser Schmidt. They're on their own, because they're in Ohio. He can just drive across the border. Screw that. And if they don't let him in, it's because he's a dick, not because I told him not to. Just kidding, Spug. We love you. We'd love you to come up to Calgary for a Canadian All-Pro show.
Damn right. If I show up at a Canadian All Pro show, you better, you know, he's going to have my back.
Yeah, it's just like this one match that you guys told me that you wanted to do scares the hell out of me. I don't think I'd want to see that. You know, like no rubber ducks and wet noodles and crap like that. Forget it.
But they're going to go through flaming tables.
And the flaming tables, okay, but no feather dusters. Wait a minute, you can't have flaming tables at the Legion.
Yes, you can. This type of flaming table, you can.
Not at the Legion.
You'll be red hot. Don't worry about it.
Oh God. Okay, no, I'm sorry. If you're going to crack shit like that, you cannot ever again call me the king of lame jokes or pick on any jokes I come up with.
That's what they're actually
can.
That's what they're
no.
using. No, Tim. That's
no.
What using. That wasn't a joke. It's what, anyway.
Yeah, well, you're pathetic. Shut up.
No, you're pathetic.
Why don't we just skip this great debate crap? Because I don't want to talk about an article that was posted in July.
All right, then we go to...
Right, Omega?
Yes.
All right, then we'll go into the actual great debate. How about that?
What's the great debate?
It's now time for this week's WTR Great Debate. Join the hosts as they debate the greatest WWE hardcore champion of all time.
Well, as you see Spike Dudley staggering around, and then out of nowhere, look at this, Hurricane comes flying in. He really can't fly.
It wasn't a bird, it wasn't a plane.
It was Hurricane.
It was Hurricane.
And he's our new hardcore champion here in the WWF.
Quick, to the house cycle.
In hell.
No!
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Mighty Molly. I don't believe it. Mighty Molly has just defeated...
The Hurricane with a frying pan.
I thought she was a sidekick.
Look at, I'm the hardcore champion. I'm a winner, baby. Yeah. What the? What are you
doing? Hey, wait a minute. There's Maven. Maven rolling on Christian. I think Maven's regained the hardcore title. And now he's taking Christian's cap.
Now step into the ring with us for this week's great debate.
So, up first this week, this is where we're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to get your thinking caps on for this one.
I hate you. You're going to make us think.
On one side of the ring, you have Al Snow, and he's going up against Godfather's Ho. Mace.
Probably have to go with Al Snow on this one. He was one of those guys that actually fit with the belt, and the Godfather's Ho was a joke.
Omega. I know it's a tough decision.
Would you like us to go to commercial break so you can pick that up?
You know what? Against better judgment, I think I'm going to go with Al Snow.
You sure?
You don't want to ring a friend, call the audience?
Despite the amusement of Godfather's Ho actually winning that hardcore title, Al Snow just comes better credentials and a better reign with the belt.
So Al Snow is better at giving head.
Not better than what Godfather says.
But in this case, he might be. Lindsay.
I think I'm going to have to go with Al Snow on this one. Just, you know, I don't know why. There's some net force telling me to vote for Al Snow. So, I'm voting for head. I mean, Al Snow.
Tim.
Oh, let me think about it. Oh my God, it's gonna be a low. I'm gonna be up all night with ice packs on my head, the coffee, 5-hour energy, everything. Boy, you know, Al Snow. Jesus Christ.
All right, in the next battle, Stevie Richards takes on Raven. Mace.
Stevie Raven.
Well, let's see. Raven held the belt like 18 times. So, yeah, I think I'm going to go with Raven on this one, not just because I'm a Raven Mark.
No, you're just going with it because you are a Raven Mark.
No, I'm going with the guy who held the belt the most and actually defended it quite well.
Sure. Lindsay.
I'm going with Raven. I always liked him better.
Okay. Omega.
Just a reminder that number of reigns does not equal quality of reigns, because that means he lost to 27 times, too. And as much as I like Stevie, though, yeah, I'm going to go Raven.
Tim?
Stevie Raven.
Or...
That wasn't funny the first time.
Your fanfics don't count.
I'm not doing that to be funny. I'm just pointing out that it's a real tough one. I'm going for Raven, guys.
So there you have it. Next week on the program, it will be Steve Blackman taking on K Quick. And Spike Dudley takes on Mighty Molly.
Ooh. Fun.
But now, Tim.
Quick
we
hits,
might actually
let's
have to
it.
Put some thoughts into those.
Well, you know. We'll see. Anyway, crickets.
You heard me.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Wow.
That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
We are going to start with Lindsay. Lindsay, what's the best thing about Walmart at 4 a.m.?
I can get my grocery shopping done.
Is that the only good thing?
You can actually wander through the toy section in peace and there are no children.
And you can take pictures and send them in to people of Walmart.
No, actually, there were no people of Walmart, although I did find CM Punk.
Oh.
Check her Twitter, at Lindsay Ward, for the reference. Tim. This was for you last week, so we're going to just do it this week, because I didn't make
a request. Oh, yay.
What's your all-time favorite pair of sneakers you have ever owned?
Oh, shit.
Maybe the ones that he bought in, you know, 1392, and he's still wearing today.
All right, yeah, you know what, Mace? Give it up. You're almost 30, right? Shut up.
Yeah, and you're a lot older than I am. I can still make these jokes because I'm younger than you.
It doesn't matter. You're still going... Never mind. I'm not even going to get into the argument with you because it's just, you know, me fighting with a brick wall. My favorite, you know, they weren't really sneakers. They were Brooks running shoes, athletic shoes. And I had them about, 10, 12 years ago. They were fantastically perfect for racquetball.
Okay. Mace, if you were to write a children's book based around wrestling, what would it be called?
Write a children's book based around wrestling. It'd be called Running the Ropes and How to Avoid Rats.
But it's for children.
Oh, you can find a way.
You're going to actually use sewer rats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that'll pitch as a leader.
That would, you know, frighten kids at that age.
Ooh.
With kids these days, it wouldn't frighten shit.
Okay.
I've never tried to frighten shit. I've taken some shits that have frightened me, but...
Omega, last week was the Chinese New Year, so I asked this question. In what ways do you share qualities of a snake?
A snake?
Yes.
Aside from the fact that I can unhinge my jaw to eat dinner...
Can you?
Not anymore.
He stopped it ever since, you know, he got done with Lita.
That
deserves some points, I say about...
Would never open my mouth anywhere near Lita, okay?
I think
mostly because the hazmat mask is blocking it.
I say Lindsay gets 14 for that one. So that's the only way you can compare to a snake.
I don't have many snake-like qualities.
Okay, if you
I don't hiss like our number one contender. My butt doesn't rattle.
But we could make it rattle.
You could make it rattle.
And I'm yeah,
all right, kids, get away from that right now.
All I need is a staple gun and a baby rattle, and we're good.
I suddenly don't like this plan anymore.
Lindsay, what wrestler would you like to take dance lessons from to improve your dance skills?
Damien Sandow. I bet he has a mean waltz.
Good one. Tim, if you could do a duet with any singer, who would it be and why?
I would not do a duet with anybody because I can't sing and I don't ever want to hear that ever mentioned again because that's not all there is to it. But if I had to sing with somebody...
If you had to sing with someone...
God damn it. I don't know.
You'd sing with Beyonce so you can compare girl faces.
Oh, God.
No, I'd sing with Beyonce because she's hot, but Katy Perry so I could watch her kiss a girl and like it.
Okay.
I get away with that one.
Yeah, it works. I don't care at this point. Maze, what is one quality every robot needs to have?
One quality that every robot needs to have. Laser eyes.
Why?
No, laser eyes. Why? Because they come in handy for so many things. From cutting planks to cutting heads. There's always a use for lasers. Do you disagree?
I was confused by the message Tim sent me. Sorry. Anyway. So, Omega.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Lindsay were talking, and we searched the internet late at night. That's just what we do.
Oh, dear.
And we came across this interesting tidbit. This Friday is National Be Humble Day. How do you plan on celebrating it?
By sleeping through the entire thing, because you said Omega and Humble? They don't work in the same sentence.
Be Humble Day.
He's going to put somebody in the camel clutch.
That was going to be my answer. Marathon Smile Sheik matches.
That's how you plan on celebrating it.
What better way?
Okay. Just had to know. That's all. That would do it, Tim.
That's it. Just another edition of Quick Hits right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Rust Talk Radio WKR Sunday night. Can we quit now? Let's go home. Goodbye.
Nope, you should.
Oh, wait. I know. It's the part where we shamelessly shill. Tomorrow night, it's the Raw Post Show right after Raw. And it's the first show after the Elimination Chamber. So I'm sure a lot of questions will go unanswered. And you'll get 3 hours of Raw condensed into 45 minutes. Isn't that right, Rocky?
Yeah, join me and Lindsay as we cover Raw in about 45 to an hour, depending on the things that happen. And if,
And then you guys, you like call in, listen to the show tomorrow night, and call in to bug him to make him stay on for 2 hours.
No. So just join us at 11:30 p.m. Eastern for the Raw post show.
Yeah. Tuesday night, Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with some guy named Alan Wants a Wookiee.
Alan Wojcik welcomes Sean Oliver of Kayfabe Commentaries and the king of old school, Steve Carino.
There you go. And then Wednesday night's just another GD wrestling show.
Really? You went with
I didn't want to offend any religious nuts. You know, it's another goddamn wrestling show right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. With the cheap wood paneling, we got Scott Barry and some guy named Jed. Or whatever. Yeah. Jed Fink or whatever his name is.
Yeah. So check it out, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, and for all of you horny buggers, check out Lindsay's Rack at 11 o'clock Eastern Thursday night. Oh, wait, sorry, I read that wrong. Check out The Rack with your host, Lindsay Worth, on Thursday night at 11 o'clock Eastern, right after TNA's Impact. Well, not right after, but you get the idea.
Yeah, and tune in, because we may have a very special guest.
Maybe.
Pete Peters?
No.
No.
Someone
Nobody
from Florida?
Who's not Canadian will know
yes,
that.
Yes, no, not someone from Florida, but we're not going to say who it is at any point. But
somebody from TNA?
You never know.
Ooh, hey, I got closer than all of you. I win something. Friday night. Hey, do whatever the hell you want. We're not doing nothing.
Yes, we do.
Bullshit!
What? What?
WTR Gaming Nights, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Join me as I get to play through any style of video games. We might even try and find some way for Omega and I to go retro and play some old stuff on Nintendo, or we might even play something for Steam.
N64, come on.
N64 is not Netflix.
Come on, yeah. I want you to play Rogue Squadron.
Tim, we have to work with the technology we got. So somewhere between the 7 and 8 p.m. hour, tune in to wildtalkradio.com. Click on the Twitch gaming player that we have on the side of the screen here, or go to the Twitch one just to make sure that you've got enough screen size to view what we can do. And usually I'm joined by Lindsay, Rock, Omega, Spug, whoever the hell feels like calling in and chatting with me as we play video games. Because we do it first, god damn it.
There you go. I was waiting for that one. And when you say between 7 and 8 o'clock, you're talking Eastern Time.
Yes.
That is correct. Eastern Time, U.S. Time.
Which is like 2 o'clock in the afternoon for Mace.
Saturday afternoon. It's about 11 a.m. the midday for me, sir.
Okay, there you go. 11 to noon.
Yeah, which is why we usually go for about 5 hours.
Anyway.
And then Saturday night, it's another edition of CB Radio where people rant about shit, apparently.
Weird.
And jinx other people by talking about snow. Make me drive home for 5 hours on a 2-hour drive. Prick.
Did you make us a snowman?
No. Because snow, I woke up and there's snow all over the ground, and I'm like, oh, to hell with you. I'm not making a snowman just for that. No way.
Oh, my God.
And the thing that was weird, I get to Strathmore and it's like bone dry.
Difficult. Someone make us a snowman, CB Radio snowman. Rob wants it.
Make Rob a snowman. That's it. Rob doesn't get one.
So join us CB Radio, midnight ish, every Saturday night.
There you go. And of course, next Sunday night, another edition of Rust Talk Radio. WTR Sunday at a regular hour, 8 o'clock Eastern.
And WTR might change. Forever.
Wait a minute. 10 o'clock Eastern.
Yes.
8 o'clock Mountain.
Mm-hmm. Where we change forever, maybe.
What? What are you talking about?
You don't know?
What are you talking about? What are we going to change forever? Again.
Again.
We're
fine
getting rid of Tim for good.
You will never, ever get rid of me.
We're good. So, yeah. Join us next Saturday night. You never know.
With the references, play us out, monkeys.
Yeah, that wasn't exactly a subtle hint, kids. Think about it. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, we'll catch you next week. Everybody have yourselves a great week. Stay tuned, CanadianAllPro.com, for some pretty big news that we're expected to get before the weekend. On top of that, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, all that other nonsense. We'll see you. Bye. Fire. Go to CanadianAllPro.com and buy the t-shirt, Canadian All Pro t-shirt, only $20 plus shipping. Canadian funds only. And yes, you'll actually get a freaking shirt for real.
Seriously?
Seriously!
Wow.
He lies.
Stop talking. Stop talking. We're getting out of here.
Wow. I'm amazed.
2 to 5 years shipping.
Shut up.
And that's
back to your hole.
WildTalkRadio.com.